Bienvenidos a todos. Welcome everyone to Latina Hot Wife Adventures, an ethical non-monogamy podcast. This podcast contains adult explicit content meant for anyone 18 years of age or older. Please use discretion while listening. This podcast shares my personal experiences and opinion and is not meant to be taken as medical, sexual, or any other type of professional facts or advice. I truly hope you enjoy the show. Hello everyone, welcome to episode 1 of Latina Hot Wife Adventures. I am a Latina hot wife that has been playing in the lifestyle with her husband for the last 3 years. I decided to try my hand at podcasting because I really wanted to document all of our experiences in this sexy lifestyle, but I'm not much of a writer. I tried blogging, but there's too much editing, going back and changing and re-editing, and it just would take me forever. So I'm more of a talker. This is my first time podcasting, so I'm just going along and seeing how things go. I hope to improve. I know this is it's the very beginning, so I already imagine there's going to be errors or mistakes, or sound quality is not going to be so good. But I thought this is how we start everything new. Anything new that we decide to venture into, it always starts off with a little rough patch in the beginning. And as time progresses and experience expands, it starts to smooth out, and we become more knowledgeable and confident in what we're doing. So I thought, hey, might as well just jump on in and do it now. So I guess I'll start into why I decided to podcast about this specific topic. It's really hot, honestly. And, I would like to be able to look back or listen back to our experiences when we're older, or even just have something that we're able to reflect back and learn from. Everything teaches us a lesson, and we learn from everything, all of our experiences. But I figured if I can come back and listen, I would get even more from it. Because as time goes, our memory kind of, it blurs a little. So I wanted to record the experiences that I'm going through as I'm going through them. But also, I'm going to go back and share the knowledge and experiences I've gained since we started in the lifestyle. I hope to help people and send out some positive sexy vibes, and in hopes that I would get that in return, because even though we've been in the lifestyle for 3 years, we really haven't had very much experiences. We've been in and out of playing in the lifestyle through the years, and it was mostly by my choice. It was my choosing. But I know we will continue to play and enjoy this very fun and sexy lifestyle together. I will be doing this podcast on my own. My husband is, he's a quiet type. He's an introvert, and, he's actually come a long way. He opens up more now than he, than when we first met. But he was just, gave me the green flag and said, go ahead and do what you want, of course, he's going to listen in. He's going to, you know, share his thoughts with me so that I can share with everyone else. And, you know, he's going to help me with the podcast. But this is pretty much all from my point of view, from a hot wife point of view. I am a bit of a storyteller. Not that I'm very good at it, but I prefer to talk. Like I said, I'm not very good at blogging or writing things down. I tend to talk with my hands. So right now I'm holding back and trying not to move too much. But I will talk with my hands. If I'm explaining something or if I'm telling you a story, I will even draw out a picture. I will act it out. You know, if somebody tripped and fell, I will show you how they tripped and fell. You know, that's the type of person I am. What else can I share? I had another reason why I wanted to do this podcast is because I have had a really hard time finding podcasts that are solely focused on hot wifing. And, you know, it's really, there are numerous amount of podcasts that have to do with swinging or polyamory and stuff. And I listen to them. They're very informative. And there is a lot that I can relate to with these other podcasts. But I just wanted something focused a little more on the hot wife aspect, you know. If I'm having a hard time finding a podcast, I can find blogs easy. But just like I'm not much of a writer, I'm not much of a reader either. I do enough reading for work. I have to do a lot of reading. So when I come home, you know, or when I'm driving home, or when I'm running errands, or when I'm cleaning the house, I just want to put, you know, my earbuds in and just listen to people talk and share their experiences. And, you know, that's what I'm looking for. So if I'm looking for that and I'm having a hard time finding it, I know somebody else out there is doing the same thing. So I kind of wanted to, you know, put this out there and maybe I can find some people that I can relate to and people that can relate to me. I've also included in the title that I'm a Latina. I am Latina from Mexican descent, and so is my husband. I was also having a hard time finding people from Latino backgrounds that are podcasters. And I'm not saying that there isn't any, but there isn't very many. Mexican culture is a big part of our lives. I would like to find somebody that I can relate to in that aspect. And I was having a hard time. So now I'm going to see. And hopefully, I mean, if somebody knows of a podcast or of a Latino hot wife or even swinging couple, you could let me know. You know, I'm not just putting out information for you guys, for the listeners to, you know, to gain, but I would welcome any suggestions or anything in return. It's a give and take. And I, you know, that's actually what I'm really looking forward to. I also don't, we don't know of any other people in the lifestyle like us. So it's hard to talk to somebody and share these things with somebody. I mean, we talk to each other about it, and usually when we do, it's really freaking hot. But you know, we don't have other people that we can start a dialogue with and communicate back and forth and give feedback and suggestions and and applause, encouragement, hoorays, whatever. We don't really know anyone in person that we share that with. And I don't have any girlfriends or anything like that that I can share it with either. So I feel speaking into the, and making this podcast, I kind of feel like in my mind, I have it like I'm talking to a friend. So, it kind of feels good that I can share this with somebody that I know is listening. You guys are going to be my good best friend listener, that's a listener. So, yeah, so I'm hope that, that's another thing that I'm hoping to gain is to have somebody that I can speak to. And even though, it's my phone or a microphone or whatever, in my mind I have it like if I'm speaking to somebody I know. Let's see. Like I said, I'm gonna share my current experiences as I'm going through them, but I will also go back and share my past experiences. My goal for this podcast is to put out one podcast a month. It might be more frequently at first, but yeah, my goal, I know eventually, with work and stuff, I know scheduling and time might become an issue. So I'm hoping one time a month. And my goal for the length of my podcast is 30 to 45 minutes. I don't know if I can commit to an hour yet, but like I said, I am a storyteller and I am a talker. So now I want to get into what the hot wife lifestyle is for us. Like I said, we've been in the lifestyle for 3 years. No, actually, it's 4 years, or it's going to be 4 years, because we started at the end of 2015. So it's going to be 4 years. Wow. So there's a correction there. It's not 3 years. It's going to be 4 years. So anyways, so this lifestyle, it's what best fits our choices and our needs as far as playing with other people. Being a hot wife, I have the encouragement and the support of my husband to have sexual relationships with other men. And, and then this is what is working for us right now. The subtitle of this podcast is Ethical Non-Monogamy. It's an ethical non-monogamy podcast. And that's the same as consensual non-monogamy, which is an umbrella term that covers hot wife, swinging, polyamory, open marriage or open relationships, hall pass, voyeurism. There's just so much out there that, there's so many different types of play for so many types of different people. So we are in a non-monogamy relationship because it's not normal, like monogamous relationship where it's just the man and the woman and no one else. non-monogamy is, it involves other people that come into the relationship, whether it's sexually or emotionally or whatever the case may be. And it is ethical or consensual because there's no lying about it. We are open. There's no lying, there's no cheating, there's no deceit. All people involved are aware of what's going on. That's what makes it ethical, non-monogamy. So like I said, it's an umbrella term that covers a lot of things. When people hear the term hot wife, automatically they think cuckold. Oh, he's a cuckold. And which in a lot of cases it's true. But I'm speaking for what it is for us. And in our style of play, there isn't much of a cuckold dynamic to it, because there is no humiliation. There's no denial of him. There's no humiliating my husband. I don't deny him the pussy or anything like that. There's no caging or anything crazy. Obviously, there is a bit of a cuckold to it because he's not having sex with anyone else. I'm the only one that has sex with other men. And this is what we have chosen for us. And this is what works for us at the moment. I'm not saying that that's how it's always going to be for us. But that's how it is right now. And again, there's nothing wrong with anyone who plays in the cuckold dynamic. We both think it's very hot. We still, we'll read about it, research about it, watch videos about it, talk about it, but it's not how we play at the moment. And these types of lifestyles and these types of play are very individualized to the person and to the couple. You can make it whatever you want. You could set your own rules, your own boundaries, as long as you communicate and you all agree and you all consent, then it's whatever you want it to be. There is no right way to do things. So, the main reason why we chose this lifestyle is because of what we get out of it. I know it turns on my husband, but I can speak for myself here and say that the whole reason that I do this and my whole goal of getting out of this is the reclaiming. After I have an encounter with someone else and I come home to my husband, or if he's there after we're alone, he has to take me back and he has to reclaim me. And it is so hot. Our sex is explosive. It's so passionate. It's so carnal. It is just fantastic. It's so great. Our sex is good. I mean, it's very good to begin with. He is he's the best lover I've ever had. But it just takes it to a whole different level. We connect on a whole different level. And that's the reason why I have chosen to play in the hot wife dynamic. It to be in this type of lifestyle, and I'm only speaking by what we value and what we agree on. In order for two people to play in any, not even in the hot wife, in any type of lifestyle, we believe that there are certain bases that you need, right? You need a foundation in your relationship in order to have this type of open play. Of course, you have to have love and a deep connection with your partner. You have to have communication. Our communication is not the best. It has improved greatly since we started in the lifestyle. And there's always room for improvement. But it has just improved so much. There has to be respect for one another and also respect for yourselves. You have to respect yourself and your body and respect your partner and respect your play partners as well. There also has to be, I don't know if people consider this, one of the main, foundations of a relationship, but I feel that loyalty plays a big part. You have to be loyal to your relationship and to your partner. Even though you're out there having sex with other people, you're still loyal. Your heart is still loyal to your partner, to your spouse, to whoever it is. You have to be loyal and honor what is agreed upon, and honor what it is that you have both consented to, and be loyal to and honor your rules and your boundaries and all of that. If one of the partners just decides to, well, I know we said no to this, but it feels good, therefore I'm going to do it, then there's no loyalty to your partner. You know what I mean? I really, really think that is an important part. And that is what I value in my relationship with my husband. There also has to be trust. Trust is very important. You have to be able to trust that you can go out and do all this stuff and come back and be okay, your partner to be okay, and you to be okay with what just happened. You have to be able to trust in your partner that they're not gonna, disrespect you or whatever, do something hurtful to you. You have to trust in them. You have to trust in your relationship. You have to also trust in the people that are coming in to play. You have to be able to have some kind of trust in everybody and trust in yourself. A lot of the times without trust, there is jealousy. Jealousy is a big, big thing in these types of relationships, these open relationships. Me as a normal person that I am in my normal life, I am a jealous person, which is one of the reasons why I'm able to play in the hot wife lifestyle, because my husband doesn't play. I'm not there yet. I'm not like him. He is not the jealous type at all. And, I will go into that a little later at another podcast. But yeah, these are the things that I value and These are the reasons why I've chosen to play in the lifestyle. So now that I went into, like I mentioned, I'm the jealous type and he's not, I'll just talk about us. Like I said, this podcast is from my point of view. My husband will be my silent partner. We are both Latinos of Mexican descent and we are both bilingual. We live in Southern California and we are both in our early 40s. We met 17 years ago in 2002 through mutual friends. You know, we've been together ever since. We've been married. We're going to be married almost 14 years. Yeah. And in the lifestyle, almost 4 years. We have a school-age child, and we are very family-oriented. And that includes our siblings and our parents, our moms, to be more specific. To be more specific, mine literally lives next door. So you can forget about us hosting anything at our house, ever. But anyways, and his family is not too far away from us either. I am a working professional. I work 3 to 4 days a week. My husband is considered working class, and he works 5 to 6 days a week. As for our physical appearance, I am short. I am 5'3". I have a lot of curves. I have a big booty. I do have a mom bod. I'm a big bottom girl, but I do have tits as well. I have, you know, I have cellulite and I have issues, personal issues with, you know, my boobs because I did breastfeed, my stomach, of course, because I had a kid, weight gain, weight loss, stretch marks, you know, all this stuff takes a toll on the body. And I am self-conscious about it, but I am able to put that aside if I find the right person. And when I meet somebody or I'm chatting with them before meeting, I do let them, you know, everyone posts their best pictures online, but I do let them know what my issues are so they're not surprised. But I also tell them, if you don't care, then I don't care. And it's usually fine. I do have a cute face. I'm pretty. I have tan skin. It looks like I have a year-round tan. I have dark, medium-length hair, and it's very straight. And I don't need a straightener or anything like that. I do have some grays, which I love. Actually, I'm digging them. I have what else? I'm just average. I think I'm just your average, you know, mom next door. I do have a booty though. Everyone looks at the butt. I have a big round bubble butt. So yeah, that gets me a lot of attention. At first I'm shy, but I am outgoing. I'm okay being the center of attention. Like I said, I like to tell stories. I believe I'm funny. I value humor a lot. I like to laugh a lot. I like to talk to people. I'm a people pleaser. I hate confrontation and I hate negativity. Like, if I understand things don't go our way all the time, but there's no point in dwelling on it forever. It's not going to make it better. Just do your complaining and bitching or whatever for a period of time, and then after that let it go. A short period of time, then let it go, move on, and try to make it better. My husband, he is 5'7". He has an average body type. He also kind of has tan skin, but he's definitely lighter than I am. He has black hair with some grays, and he has a beard, short beard. He has nice hands and nice teeth, which is something that I look for. It's not a deal breaker or anything, but definitely if you have nice hands, I think I wouldn't mind having those hands on my body. And yeah, these are just things that I like about him. He is shy most of the time. He does not like to be the center of attention. I see him as a strong, silent type, but he is gentle. He's very sweet, very nice. He's gentle, except for the bedroom. He can get pretty rough in the bedroom with me. That's it. He's non-confrontational, and like I said, he's just a sweet guy. Very quiet. So we're kind of like the opposite. I'm more outgoing. I'm an out extrovert. He's an introvert. And but I think we have each other balanced. I've helped him be more outspoken, and he helps keep me grounded because I can get a little crazy, a little out of hand sometimes. We did grow up with similar backgrounds, and we were raised similarly, so we do agree on important stuff. That has to do with our future and our family, and so far in the lifestyle, we have agreed on the important stuff. So yeah, that's it. I did want to end by briefly talking about how we started. So I don't know, I'm like 40 minutes in. I won't be able to do it in 5 minutes, but I'll keep going. So I'll go back to the beginning of our relationship. We've been married. It's going to be almost 14 years. In the beginning of our marriage, our sex life was good. Our sex was better, I think. Before we got married, while we were dating and engaged, it was so good. So hot. It was great. So I thought, yes, he's the one, We got married and, the sex was still good, but it slowly started, it wasn't as good. It became routine. We realized neither of us had ever lived with anyone. We didn't live together until we got married. So it was a big change for the both of us. And working and responsibilities and bills and rent and all this stuff, I just think it took a toll on us in a way that we didn't expect. And it affected our sex life. We would fight a lot. Honestly, the first year, everyone went through a honeymoon phase. For me, I was like, this is the biggest mistake of my life. What the heck did I do? I can't believe this. This is horrible. I can't be married to this guy. I freaking hated him, but, we stuck it through because we were married. So, I had to, in the Latino culture, you just gotta shut up and take it. You can't, what, divorce? There's no way. There's no possibility of that. I was really worried about what others would say and think. So I stuck it through. And yeah, the first years, But the sex was good. We would fight and stuff, but the sex was good. Throughout the years, maybe by like the fifth year, or maybe third year, I don't know. But after a few years, it wasn't that good, and it wasn't that often. It was all right. It went down a little. Then it was about, let me think, maybe like 5 years ago. So like 9 years in, 10 years in, our sex life just skyrocketed. And the reason I think is because my sex drive started going up. It was increasing. And I wanted more sex, and I wanted to role play. I wanted to use toys, all this stuff that I didn't do before. I wanted to wear sexier underwear, it just changed for me. I wanted it all the time, and it was so good. We explored more. We explored our sexuality more, sex, role playing, toys, like I said, sexy lingerie, all this stuff. I started buying and yeah, lingerie, underwear, all this stuff, outfits. I would make my outfits. I made like a schoolgirl outfit, and I made like a maid outfit, because I couldn't just buy them, because like I said, I have a big booty, so either they would fit me tight in my booty and loose on top or in my waist, or it would just fit me all big. I don't know. It's just my body, my curves were, they needed special attention. So I had to make my own stuff. And it was fun, and it was easy. Anyways, it was great, and he was like, and he would say comments like, "Oh my God, you're too much. I need help. I can't handle you by myself." And he'd be like, "You're gonna need a boyfriend or something. You're gonna need a booty call on the side." He's like, "'Cause I can't handle you. I just wanted sex all the time." And it wasn't what he was used to. But I didn't think anything of it. We just continued on. And he made some fun stuff for us to play, and it's, I'll go into it later. Like I said, I can't give it all away on my first podcast, but it was fun. And my sex drive was increasing, and it seemed like his was slowly decreasing. So sometimes it would be an issue. Like I would be like ready to go, and he'd come home and he'd be like, "Oh no, I'm tired." And I'm like, "But," he's like, "Well, you have toys." And yeah, I can use my toys. I'll masturbate. I would masturbate before he got home. When I'm home by myself, I would use my toys and stuff. But I just wanted him. I was, I just needed him. And the sex was so good with him. Why would I want anything else? So that went on for a while. Then one day, I was going through his phone. I can go through his phone. He goes through my phone. We have locks on our phones, due to privacy from, our kid. But we know each other's codes. We can go through each other's phones if we want to. So one day I was going through his phone. I don't remember what I was looking for, but the point is, I went through his phone and I was like, "Oh yeah, remember the time we searched something?" So I went to his history. And he's there sitting next to me. I'm not doing it secretly. And then I see, while he's at work, he's watching porn. And watching porn is not an issue. He watches it.
he can watch it when he wants. I watch it on my own. We watch it together. That wasn't the issue. The issue was that he was at work watching porn. Then he'd come home and be too tired to fuck me when I was fucking hot and ready to go. You know, that was the issue. And that really hurt me. I was hurt. I was mad, I was angry or whatever, but mostly I was hurt. And I was upset, you know, and I started, you know, I got all emotional. I started, you know, yelling at him, and I was crying, and I don't want to see you right now, and blah, blah, blah. You know, after some arguments or whatever, you know, I went to the room and I was crying. Then after a while, he comes in and quietly, and he's like, "Are you okay?" You know, and I was like, "Yeah." And then he's all like, "I'm sorry that I saw that stuff." He's all, "But did you notice what I was looking at?" And I was like, "Yeah, you're watching porn. You're looking at women. You're looking at porn, you know?" He's like, "No. Like, I'll show you what it is that I look at." And I was like, "Ugh, okay, fine," like rolling my eyes. Then he showed me, and then he's all like, "Look, all this stuff that I see, it was mostly homemade stuff, but it's hot wife. It's not just the couple. You see the couple, you know, having sex, they're fucking, is all, but it's the husband that's recording." And I was like, "What?" And he's like, "Yeah, I like that. I like this hot wife, you know, lifestyle, this hot wife thing. He's like, I think it's really hot." And I was like, "Wait, okay." And I'm like, "Yeah, you know." Then he's like, "Well, you know," he was like, he opened up. He asked me, well, first he asked, he's like, "Do you really want to know? Do you really want to know?" And I'm like, "Yes." He's all, "Can I be totally honest and open with you?" And I said, "Of course. You know, tell me what's going on." And I was like, "Oh my God, you know, what's happening? What's going on?" And I thought the worst, you know. But he's like, "No, this is what I like." He's all, "And I've liked it for years, for a long time. And I like to see this." And of course he sees like regular porn and hot women and all that stuff. He's all, "But I really like to see the real stuff, not the set up plot stuff, the real homemade videos of hot wifing. And it's usually a husband recording his wife with, you know, her partner. Most of the time it is like the BBC Big Black Cock with the, and it's usually a white couple. This is where we also had a hard time finding or being able to relate to Latino couples, because that was the dynamic of what was seen, because that's usually what is, you know, searched in porno when it comes to hot wifing. But anyways, so yeah, he told me about it. He opened up and told me. That was in the beginning of 2000. When was it? I believe it was the same year that we had started. It was in the beginning of 2015. Yeah, I think it was the springtime of 2015. So yeah, I mean, that's how it started. That's how it was brought up. From there on, you know, we opened communication about the hot wife. We started watching hot wife videos and porn and stuff. We would, you know, talk sexy during sex. He would be like, "Oh, who do you, you know," while we were having sex, he would ask me, "Okay, who do you wish you were fucking right now?" And I'll be like, oh, that one guy from the grocery store, or an ex-boyfriend, or, you know, such and such person while we're fucking. Oh, yeah, you let him fuck you like this. You know what I mean? And I'll be like, yeah, you know. Yeah, we just kind of like role playing, you know. And it was fun. We did all this throughout the year. We would have fantasy sex. We'd talk sexy. Let's see. From there, the first step, and I believe this was in the fall, end of summer, beginning of fall of 2015, where he convinced me, and I was always very nervous about all this stuff, but so we started a little game. So we took this into reality. We took it out into public because everything else was in private up to that point. So we played this game where we would go to Home Depot and I would wear these leggings. And it was those see-through leggings that when you bend over, nothing was left for the imagination. So I would wear those leggings in black, and I would wear, usually I would wear like a red lace thong, red underwear. They were always thongs. And, you know, we would split up when we'd go in together, then we'd split up, and I would find somebody, a guy, of course, that I knew they were there by themselves. I wouldn't know if they were single or not or whatever, but they were by themselves. You know, there was no family or nothing. We'd kind of walk around, figure it out. And then I'd kind of go next to them, and then I would bend over. Like if I'm reaching for something that was low, and I would bend over in front of them, and my husband would be at the end of the aisle, or, you know, usually at the end of the aisle, and he would watch. And he would watch their faces and their reaction. And you know, I would, you know, bend over, get up, look around, bend over again, and compare or look for a price or whatever. I would stay there a little bit, you know. And then that was it. And then I would walk away. And sometimes they wouldn't even look. Like they had no idea I even existed. But, you know, not always. You know, there was a few times where it was super sexy and they'd be looking and he would see their faces and it would turn him on so much. And, you know, and things kind of would make sense because he would always tell me to wear sexy stuff and he liked it when men would look at me. He loved it. And, yeah, you know, and he wasn't the jealous type. So, yeah, it just, okay. And, you know, with time, little by little, we did that a few times. There was even one time I was in the, what's it called? Where they have the wood, the lumber area. I was there and I was looking for, I don't know what I was looking for, whatever. And I bent down and there was a couple of Home Depot workers. And yeah, they were having a conversation about me while I was there, you know. And it was like, one would say like, oh yeah, like sometimes coming to work is great. The other one's like, yeah, sometimes I love my job too, you know. And then the other guys are like, oh, I don't know what he said, but one of them said like, and look at all this wood laying around here. And the other guy's like, yeah, it was, and I knew they were, you know, they were talking about me and I was there. And then here comes the customer, the older man. And he was just like, his eyes were just peeled too. And I was like, okay. And I was waiting for somebody to, you know, one of them to come up to me, and they were younger, you know, and No one said anything besides those comments, and they said it loud enough that they knew I can hear. And I just went on my way, and my husband was at the end, and he's like, "Let's go, let's go, let's go." I was like, "Okay, let's go." And we went out to our car in the parking lot and parked a little bit further away where we were, and we had sex. I think we had sex. No, actually, we had sex in the Home Depot parking lot, but this was another time. We just went home and just had crazy sex at home, actually. Yeah. So anyways, I'll go back to that story, the Home Depot parking lot fuck session, when I talk about that time, that incident. Anyways, so yeah, that's how we started. And we kept talking, and we would talk about what if this and what if that. We'd talk about scenarios, and we would talk about, you know, worst case scenario, best case scenario, and who would you fuck, and what would your requirements be, and you know, we just started doing that type of stuff. And then it got to the point where, like, okay, let's throw out the hook and see if we can hook a fish. Like, let's see what we get, you know? So, I had heard, I forgot where I heard it, but I had heard about an app. It's called Whisper. And, you put, like, these little sayings, like, background picture, and you type the text over it, and you say whatever you want, it is you want to share. And it's Whisper because it's anonymous. Well, I had heard that, I think it was on the radio or something, that it a lot of people hook up on there. And I told him about it. He's like, okay, we'll just see. It's anonymous. Let's see what you catch. So I searched for what people are putting out there and stuff. I was on the app for a while, and then I finally put something like, you know, curvy Latina hot wife is looking to play with someone while husband watches, or something like that. And you have to word it a certain way, because then it gets flagged and taken down. So, you know, I made it PG, I guess, but I started getting a lot of, you get messages like, you know, inbox message, direct message. My thing just blew up my inbox. I had, like, in a matter of a couple minutes, I had like 40 or 50 messages in my inbox. So it was a bit overwhelming. And, but that's how we started. That's how I got my first, I found my first few guys, and and there's one that I met on there that I still talk to this day. He still wants to play. I haven't had the time to play with him, but it worked for us. We don't do that anymore. We don't use that app. But it was fun, and it was exciting, and we did it, and we continued from there, and we learned, and we grew, and now we, at least I am, ready to branch out a little. And so, like I said, I will share my previous experiences, but I will also share all the stuff that we are currently going through. We have been out of the lifestyle for a while. I believe the beginning of this year, 2019, the year's coming to an end. But I recently played with somebody. I played with him this last Friday. And it's somebody that I had played with before. I believe it was like 2.5 years ago that I had played with him. And this would be, I believe, my fourth time with him. I was with him, you know, in the past more than once. And he's very persistent all this time. And I was like, why not? I know he's a good fuck and I need to get back into it. So I need to put him back in the rotation. Actually, I need to start a rotation again because, yeah, we've been gone for a while. And my husband's always like, whenever you're ready. He hasn't been pushy and anything, but, you know, I've been going through some personal issues, some self-esteem issues, it has to do with my body, but it's more the strength of my body, my everyday living body, my living and, you know, sustaining life body, not my sexual body. Like, that's not the issue. But, you know, if I'm not okay with myself, then I'm not okay to participate in an extracurricular activities, sexy activities. And that's fine. You know, I always knew I would get back into it, and I definitely want to. And my husband's been very patient with me as I've been in and out of the lifestyle. And, you know, he's like, whatever you want, you know. At first, he would be upset when I would tell him, you know, I'm done. I don't want to anymore. And I was to that point where I was like, no, no more. But then I was like, okay, I can't say no. I'll just say not now, you know. He was totally okay with that. And so, yeah, so that's the beginning. I can go into more details of my first meetings and, all that fun stuff. And, yeah, so I hope, I don't know how educational this is going to be, but I hope this podcast can help anyone out there. That I hope it helps someone not to feel so alone. Because honestly, that's how I feel. I don't have anyone to speak with because, you know, we are in the closet with the lifestyle. We don't want this to come out. You know, we're being very careful and very discreet. I really don't have anyone to speak to about this or speak of it. There's no one I can speak of my experiences to besides my husband and besides, you know, the guys that I fuck. But, you know, it's totally different. You know, I can't truly be 100% open with those other people. And I love my husband dearly, but, you know, it's different being able to speak to him and being able to speak with somebody else. I don't have anyone else yet. So I'm hoping to help somebody not feel so alone. Help somebody feel better when they're like, I don't know what's going on. You know, I feel lost. I feel insecure. This is intimidating. This is scary. It all is. All is very scary, very intimidating, very nerve-wracking. It can shake you to your core. Like, you know, it makes you full of self-doubt. Like, what the hell am I doing? This is wrong. This isn't normal. And I'm doing the air quotes when I say normal, you know, but it is. It is okay and it is normal if it's your normal, you know. If, as long as you communicate with your partner and you both agree, you both consent, then there are no limitations to your fantasies and the areas that you can explore, you know, your sexuality is just gonna burst and you're gonna have so much fun. And, you know, it is fun. It is fun and exciting, and you know, it gets you hot. It gets, I don't know, it just gets everything flowing. So yeah, so I really hope to get through to some people. My goal is to continue. And I guess that's it for my first podcast. To reach me, you can contact me via email. My email is latinahotwifepodcast@gmail.com, and it's all one word, latinahotwifepodcast@gmail.com. I also started a Twitter. My Twitter handle is @latina_hotwife. So I haven't posted anything on Twitter yet, but yeah, I have those two forms, those two ways to get a hold of me. Please, I welcome all feedback, any suggestions, questions, comments, concerns, you know, anything. You know, I'm just doing this to hopefully grow and learn and also, you know, help others, as I said before. I know there's a lot that I've spoken about that I need to give more information on, and I will. I was just trying not to give it all at once in my first podcast because my husband said, you can talk, don't give out all the details, don't put everything out on the first podcast. So yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. So yeah, he's like, you have to keep him coming back for more. So I hope that you all just keep coming back for more. And I hope you enjoyed the show. I know I enjoyed talking about it and recording and reflecting back at how we started. So thank you so much. And I hope you all have a sexy time.